Yes, we are. We are on the fly, and we're over at Four Corners today. We are at the 1 Week Wonder, and it is quite a wonder. A lot of activity going on here, hustle and bustle, and just tons of exciting things happening on this airplane that we're building in 1 week. And there's a lot of things that have gone into this and a lot of sponsors. And one of them is Sherwin Williams. And Julie Voisin joins me. She's one of the global product managers for the Sherwin Williams company, aerospace coatings in particular. And tell me what you guys have going on right here with the 1 Week Wonder.
Yeah, we're sponsoring for the first time this year a Pick the Paint poll where everybody here at EAA can stop by the 1 Week Wonder booth and vote for the paint scheme that they would like to have put on the RV-12 when it's completed. We worked with scheme designers. They did 10 designs initially. People went online and voted, and we got those narrowed down to 3. So here at the show, you can come by and pick one of the final 3. Then Sunday at 10 a.m., they're going to announce the winner. After the show, the plane's going to go and do some hours, and it'll eventually get down to Kreider Aircraft Painting in Mena, Arkansas, and we'll get the Sherwin-Williams Skyscapes product applied to it.
Okay. Tell us real quick about the Skyscape product. What's so special about that?
Well, it's designed specifically for general aviation type of aircraft. It is a base coat, clear coat, polyurethane system. So it goes on quickly because everybody wants to get their paint, their plane in and out of the paint booth quickly.
Sure.
So you can get back in the air and have some fun.
That's right.
But it's also incredibly durable. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I could just put an automotive product on my airplane. But I don't know about you, but my automobile doesn't go that close to the sun. And that sun is a really killer beast for just about anything. You know, just look at your skin every day. So it's a product specifically designed for aircraft. And it not only is it great for UV protection to keep that color and gloss looking good, but also your aircraft comes in contact with some pretty nasty fluids and oils.
Sure.
And so it really needs good chemical
resistance.
And bugs. And
lots of bugs.
Lots of bugs, exactly.
Okay. Well, great. So once again, people could come by the 1 Week Wonder booth here, and they can vote out of 3 paint jobs.
Exactly.
For the final paint job that will appear on the airplane once it's
exactly
done.
So come give us your votes.
All right, that sounds good. Julie, thank you very much for stopping by and joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Jaymont G, we are on the fly at the 1 Week Wonder, and we've got a lot of people that have put a lot of effort, a lot of companies and people that have put a lot of effort into this project here at the 1 Week Wonder. One of them is the Garmin company, and specifically for avionics in the RV-12, and Brad Bensing. Did I say that right, Brensing?
Yes, Brensing.
So, Brad, tell us a little bit about Garmin's involvement in the 1 Week Wonder.
Right. So we're really excited to be a part of the RV-12 build for the 1 Week Wonder. We're EAA is a great partner with us, as so is Vans Aircraft. So we were able to provide some of the panel and avionics equipment this year for the build. We have on display over towards the edge of the display for anybody wanting to come by. Take a look at the panel. It's on RV-12 mock-up display towards the west side of the 1 Week Wonder tent. So please stop by, check that out, and click, play with it, see all the features that's involved in that. What we have for the RV-12 is the GDU 460 G3X display screen. So the G3X is an experimental and LSA flight system that includes 2 10.6-inch displays, also interface with a GTR 200 experimental and LSA communication radio, and also included with the package is a GMC 307 autopilot control. So we have seamless integration between autopilot communications and flight display. Also have some information that can be loaded onto the G3X display as far as ADS-B, XM data options there as well, but an incredibly expandable and a very capable system that's going to be put into this aircraft.
I think it's pretty cool how as basic of an airplane as the RV-12 is, can be such a platform for these awesome
right.
avionics.
Yeah, a lot of
and
our
autopilot. I mean,
right.
come on, you know.
A lot of our avionics systems that we have available on the experimental and LSA market today, I have jet pilots every day come up to me in the Garmin tent at Oshkosh saying, "I wish I had this in my Hawker jet or my beach jet." It's incredibly technology packed, loaded, and at a price that we can definitely utilize in our LSA and experimental aircraft. So incredible capability. It definitely is envy to many other people flying the bigger stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So when you come by and check out the One Week Wonder booth, make sure and get around to the side. That would be on the west side of the One Week Wonder tent, and that's where the avionics are right on display.
You have the full two screen, and it's live and powered up. So the wiring harness there, beautifully done by Steinair, has provided the wiring harness for that. You can see the guts that go on behind the system, but the displays are lit up there as well. You can see what they're doing.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Brad, and thanks to Garmin for being part of this awesome One Week Wonder project and for donating the avionics. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you very much. We have one more very important sponsor to talk to, and that is the Rotax company. And Eric Tucker is with Rotax. And Eric, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us about Rotax's involvement in this project.
Well, the Vans RV12 is a very unique aircraft, a unique product of Vans. It's the only product they really have that has a variable from their standard air-cooled engine design, and they went with a modern Rotax engine, which has liquid cooling and a lot of innovations. This particular build is really quite unique because we're using the Rotax 912IS for injected, and that particular engine is state-of-the-art. Fuel injection gives about 25% better fuel economy or 25% more range than the standard carbureted version, which is a real bonus for anybody.
Also, sure, I mean, you don't have unlimited fuel on a small aircraft like
sure,
this.
Sure, so. And it also has a unique electronic system in that it has onboard a 35 amps just for the ship, and then it has its own system that powers the engine and the injection and the pumps separately, so it has a completely redundant system. The other thing that's quite unique about it is the communications to the computer is done with via CAN bus, the same as we'd find in modern helicopters, Airbus, Boeings, okay. And that allows for a lighter wiring harness, a lot less wiring connections, and total talk between the engine, the EFIS, and all of those things, which is opening the door for a lot of possibilities. Currently, there's one manufacturer has developed a real live on live time download feed that you can get and put on the engine for total data packaging back to ground. That's already in prototype and should be available shortly for the public as well.
This is some really high tech stuff for little general aviation airplanes. I mean, it frankly is every year as we go by, it just seems that they add more and more capability in such a small package.
When you consider that we're talking about a light sport aircraft and we have now the capability of real live downtime communications, these particular engines have full electronic control for fuel system, and it's a redundant system. This particular engine is the UL version, which is ASTM qualified, and they'd also make the exact same version in a certificated engine for a certified market. So there's really no difference except paperwork between the two. And we're really proud that they selected this engine for the build. Now, I know Vans did a lot of work to build this particular airframe for the IS. And this is going to be the basis for their new training aircraft that they're going to make available. Because of the more fuel-efficient engine, because of the less maintenance requirement, no carburetors, this is going to be an ideal thing for a training fleet, where cost per hour becomes very important.
Let's get a little bit specific just for a second here. The Rotax compared to, say, a Lycoming or Continental, the Rotax has some very different qualities than the standard air-cooled engines, correct?
The most significant thing between most conventional engines and the Rotax, aside from fuel injection and the fact that it has a gearbox and all the other things which people can see right away, is the liquid-cooled. What's the big benefit about liquid cooling? And in a nutshell, think about this, it is extremely detonation tolerant. So we don't need to have 100 LL. We can run just fine on 91 octane auto fuel. The new aviation fuels that are proposed to be no lead all run in that range of 91 to 94. And we're fine with that. We've been fine with that for years. We've also done a lot of testing on ethanol fuels, and up to 10% ethanol is absolutely no problem for the engine. There is, of course, a requirement for the airframe company to test the airframe, the fuel lines, the fuel systems. No problem for the RV. It has a metal tank. There's no issue with any kind of ethanol. So up to 10% ethanol, the same thing you'd buy at pump for your car. No problem for the engine whatsoever. And it's been tested quite extensively over the years, and that's even allowed in our paperwork. The airframe manufacturer has to proof it for the airframe, and that's the only requirement we have from that side.
Well, and obviously, from an operational perspective, you know, liquid cooling, especially events like Oshkosh or something where you have extended ground operations, to have that liquid cooling instead of the air cooling is an advantage.
Real advantage for the operator, and in the end, I think the liquid cooling is very nice because you don't have those big cylinder head temperature variables. So it's kind to the engine, and I think we'll see a lot more engines going that way in the future.
Great, Eric. Hey, Eric Tucker from Rotex, thank you very much for joining us
Thanks
on the program today. And have fun out here with this airplane coming
thank
together.
You
guys, I bet you'll be excited to see it run. All right, take care. J-Mont G, we're on the fly at the One Week Wonder. We're at the Four Corners, and we're going to get to do some fun things. We're going to talk to one of the young volunteers working on the One Week Wonder here, and we're going to wander through the little workstations when we come back. J-Mont G, you're listening to EAA Radio.